The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place, because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Well, hello, sunshine, and welcome to this very special episode. So I'm glad you're joining me today, because it's just us girls. And I want to share something with you that I saw today. This was a quote from a woman who was having a really difficult time trying to embrace the whole food plant-based lifestyle. She wrote, "This is really hard for me. Yesterday, I didn't do well. I've been stressed and I've given in to sweets. So today I'm preparing for a fight. Wish me luck." Now this breaks my heart, because what I know is that when you want a sweet treat, you don't need luck to avoid them. It just doesn't work. What you need is a simple plan to follow that you actually love and that is livable, because it's enjoyable for life, right? You've got to have something you enjoy. And for this woman, I know that all she needed is for someone to show her how she could still enjoy sweet treats and build a healthy life all at the same time. Why do we think that we can't have the foods we love if we want to be healthy? So we hear things like this all the time, Jared and I do, where friends and clients come to us and they say, you know, I would go to my health provider and they'll ask me, "What's your favorite food?" And when I name that food, they tell me, "I need to stop eating that." And they'll say that, like, "You need to stop eating that," or "You can't have that anymore." Now, what are you supposed to do with that? Then diets have set you up to think that you can't enjoy getting healthy. I mean, have you ever been on a diet that you've really enjoyed, loved the food, got great lasting results, and felt fantastic? Yeah, that's not usually the case with diets, right? So of course you start to think that getting healthy has to involve misery. Things like keeping up with food math, calories, points, grams, macros, eating the foods you don't really enjoy, feeling hungry most of the time, wanting foods you supposedly can't have, like desserts, or in my case, cheese, things like that. But the reality is that you can still enjoy the same kinds of foods you love now. Now, I know that may sound foreign, but you just need to learn how to have them in a different way, to learn how to love the foods that will actually love you back. What I want you to understand is that if you love desserts, you can still have and enjoy sweet treats. You can still have those. We enjoy things like baked bananas and brownie batter hummus dip with fruit and chocolate and ice cream, which is like ice cream. It's just a little different. Creamy banana pudding. We eat carrot cake chips and banana bread, oatmeal cookie dough bites, things like pecan pie pralines, and we drink drinks like matcha latte and Reese's cup shakes and many other things. So What I don't want you to do is feel like you can't do whole food plant-based because you believe that all you're going to be able to eat is salad. It's just not true. Now, I love a good stick-to-your-rib salad with some amazing sauces on them, but that's a story for another time. You know, sometimes I digress, so we'll try to stay on track here. But whole food plant-based is delicious when you know what to eat and you know how to prepare it. It's not hard. It's just different. And like anything new, it's going to take you a bit of time to learn it, but you just need to learn how. So today, I want to encourage you, please do not lose hope because it's easy to feel so confused because there's tons of random information out there and it can cause you to be paralyzed with overwhelm because you just don't know where to start or what step to take next. You need a simple system that's going to work for you, not confuse you and leave you hungry and frustrated and dissatisfied with lack of flavor. Nobody likes bland food. First, you've got to learn how to get the right mindset. This is a crucial step, and honestly, it's often missed. But you know that what you believe affects how you live in really big ways, so mindset shifts have got to happen first if you want to have success with your health. Then you need to know how to set up your environment around you for success. Now, this includes your physical environment, but this also includes those you choose to surround yourself with as well. Now, notice I said choose. Some things you can't control, like the people that you live with or the people that are in your family, and there's ways to easily navigate that too. But the next thing you need to know is which foods to avoid and which ones to get in their place and how to prepare them in a way that really tastes good and is quick. It's got to work with a busy lifestyle. Now, knowing simple ways to balance your plate and then how to navigate real life situations like going out to eat or going to social functions like dinner at a friend's house. I mean, those are things that happen a lot. You've got to know what to do. What do you eat if you're doing whole food plant-based in those situations? And of course, you need to learn how to save time and money too, because for this to work, it's absolutely got to be enjoyable and doable with your busy life so that you love it long term. We're going for long term health here. I just want to be real with you for a minute. If you're starting a new way of living and in it you feel like you're giving up everything you love because you never learned how to make recipe upgrades, that's how to still have many of the same favorite foods you like, just have them in a different way. How successful do you think you'll be? If you think, I just can't ever have that thing anymore, what if you learn to eat something better in its place, a same type of food, just in a different way? If you think to yourself, I can never again enjoy tacos, lasagna, pasta with Alfredo sauce, maybe like pasta fagioli soup, zuppas toscano, burgers, loaded potatoes, cheesy things in my case, satisfying snacks or desserts. How successful will you be with that way of living? It's just not going to work. It's not livable. It's not doable, and it's not enjoyable. So it is critical for you to find a healthy way to live your life that you actually love. It's got to be easy enough for a busy woman to do on a regular basis. It has to taste good enough for you to want to eat it, to keep eating that way for life. And it's got to help you heal. This is crucial because that's what's going to make you feel great. And that's what's going to open up countless possibilities for your future. And that's what we're after, life change. And that's what we know is possible. It happened for us. It happens for our clients. And it's happened for many other people around the world. The science is there to back it up too. This isn't just about testimonials. And we know it can happen for you too. You can do this. And when you know how, it's not hard because like anything new, it's just different. Not hard, just new. So don't think you can't do this just because you know that you would miss certain foods like, oh, I'd miss my burritos or my shepherd's pie or, oh, I just love mac and cheese. I can't have it anymore or burgers or desserts. Just know that you do not have to give up all the things you love. When you have a simple, enjoyable system and you know exactly what to do, you can enjoy a lot of the same types of foods. You would learn how to do things like make recipe upgrades. Now, what this means is enjoying foods you love, like I said before, in a way that actually love you back. These foods will allow your body to heal. This is about having your old favorites in an upgraded way. Then you'd learn some easy things like food formulas. Now, that's how to make great tasting and satisfying steak to your ribs meals that you love that don't even require a recipe. You know, as busy women, a lot of times we don't even have time to pull out a cookbook and use a recipe, right? So you've got to have ways to make things that I like to call them meal arsenals or food formulas that you can easily make without even having a recipe. Now, after that, you're going to start understanding how to get the right flavor profiles. This is the taste, the flavors that you love built right into your new dishes. Things like how to put herbs and spices together to make your taste buds sing. And don't forget about the sauces. I am big into the sauces. Now, these game-changing things start building one upon the other, making life really enjoyable. Learning things like replacement foodology also helps you to enjoy a lot of the same types of foods. This is making super simple substitutions for your old favorite ingredients. For some, dessert's an issue, like I mentioned before. Those people dread no longer eating the desserts they love. Instead of learning simple new ways to replace their old favorite desserts with new favorites, like I love banana pudding. I still eat it. I just eat it in a little different way. For me, though, it was the thought of losing one ingredient I was over the moon for, and that was cheese. Now, if you've known me for very long, you know that I was the dairy queen, self-proclaimed dairy queen. So what do you think I needed to learn to replace? I had to learn simple new ways to get the creamy, cheesy foods I love. I've got to have creamy soup and Alfredo sauce and cheesy lasagna, creamy mashed potatoes and things like that. And it's not hard. I just had to learn how. Also remember that as you change to whole food plant-based, your taste buds are going to change. Your cravings are going to change. And that is great news. Food will lose its hold on you and you'll find what we call food freedom. That's when food no longer holds sway over you. It's not your source anymore. It becomes your resource. And you don't sit at one meal and start dreaming about what you're going to eat at the next. Do you ever have that happen? I used to have that happen all the time. It doesn't anymore. You don't have strong cravings anymore. I'm telling you, that's a glorious thing. So there you have it. You can still have your dessert and many of the other favorite foods, and at the same time, prevent and even reverse disease so you can build a full life you love living. Sister, the one thing I want you to walk away from this podcast today with is hope. You can do this. You do not have to give up all your favorite foods. Matter of fact, you really shouldn't. You just need to learn some new ways to have them. You deserve to be healthy, to live a full life that's not limited by your health struggles. Now, if you're thinking, I just need a few recipe ideas, Anita, to get started, all you need to do is grab a copy of the Power on Plants cookbook. It's there for you. I've even recently added some current bonuses in with it to help you out. So from the cookbook, you just choose a couple of recipes to add to your meal rotation this week. And next week, you just find a few more. And before long, you won't believe how different you'll start to feel. Because as you get more of the great stuff, the old ways just start to naturally get crowded out of your life, which is amazing. So if you need some new recipes that are easy and healthy, you can grab a copy at poweronplants.com/cookbook. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. And if you're thinking, I just need to be around other people who are committed to living and loving the whole food plant-based lifestyle so I can walk out this journey with them. And you need a simple plan laid out step by step for you so that you know exactly what to do next, be sure to get on the Power and Plants wait list today. The membership is currently closed. It only opens for 1 week, about 2 times a year, so that we can work closely with our members inside. And just to let you know, the doors are opening very soon. So if you don't want to miss your chance to join us inside, get your name on the wait list today. Go to poweronplants.com/membership. Jared and I are so looking forward to getting to know you more, and we're truly honored to be a part of your incredible journey. Thanks for hanging out with me today on our Girls Gone Solo episode. It has been a blast hanging out with you, and I look forward to seeing you again really soon. Have a great week.